Thank you for calling the Bank of Cardiff. This is Nicole. Can I start with your 16-digit reservation code?
2411-2001-0057-1022.
Okay, perfect. Let me just look up your file real quick. Is this top to bottom cleaning?
Correct.
Great. And is this, am I speaking to Bruce?
Yes, you are.
Great. Hi, Bruce. Are you the 100% owner over there?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Hi. Okay, I'm going to confirm some info we have on file, and then I'll answer any questions that you have, okay?
Okay.
Is the address we have on file here is P.O. Box 219 in Boston?
Zip code?
02123?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And let me see here. What is the structure of the business over there? Is it a LLC, S Corp?
LLC, yes.
LLC, okay, perfect. And how long have you guys been in business?
20-something years.
Okay, long time, huh?
Exactly.
Perfect. And if we get disconnected, what's a good number to reach you at?
617-426-3800.
Okay, perfect. Bruce, we have a lot of different programs here depending on your specific needs. So why don't you kind of tell me what you're looking for and I'll point you in the right direction.
Capital, for payroll, equipment, expansion. So okay. Looking, see if we can get like $60,000.
Okay. You're looking at about $60,000. Okay, and you said equipment. What kind of equipment are you looking for?
Trucks and plow trucks and bobcats, skisters.
Okay. Okay, so you guys are a snow removal business?
Yes.
Is it landscaping as well, or?
Also landscaping, yes.
Okay. And are you guys seasonal?
Yes.
Okay. What are your peak months that you guys work?
Peak months is, it varies.
Do you guys do landscaping throughout the whole year, or is it just?
It varies. Sometimes we do it throughout the whole year. Some mainly, it's probably like good 8 months out of the year.
Okay.
I'm just saying because the other 4 months we're probably thinking snow.
Okay, so do you guys work like snow removal for the 4 months and then 8 months for landscaping?
Correct.
So you're working year round though?
Yes, correct.
Okay, perfect. There's not a time.
So, yeah, we're out working year round.
Okay, so there's not a time that it shuts down or anything like that?
No.
Okay, perfect.
The problem is just getting paid from our customers on time.
Okay. Are you guys set up on a some kind of pay schedule where you're missing out on some cash flow, or?
Yeah, I've been set out on cash flow. We get paid, monthly.
Okay, paid monthly. And you're just running into some cash flow problems right now. How much of the $60,000 would be used towards the payroll?
Probably 10 to 15. We'll just say 10, around 10,000.
Okay, around 10,000. And putting the equipment aside, because I'll talk about that in a minute, what else would be going towards, what else would you be using for the capital? You said expansion. Can you kind of, I guess, expand on that a little bit?
We're looking for another location, a larger location, and we're also looking to start a wholesale distributor company, which will help the cash flow.
Oh, okay. What would you guys be selling for the wholesale?
Landscaping stuff, snow removal stuff, shovels, cleaning supplies, paper products, trash bags, so on and so on.
Oh, okay. So all those like soft goods that people would need for that.
Correct.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Great. Okay, so about 10,000 towards payroll, and then how much would go towards the expansion part with the location and the wholesale?
That's probably be about 20.
20. Okay, and you mentioned equipment, and you said you were looking at a plow.
Plow truck and a bobcat.
Plow truck and bobcat. Okay, how much is the plow truck?
10 to 15.
10 to 15K. And do you have it already picked out?
I have a couple in mind that I've been looking at.
Oh, okay. Are you buying these new or used?
Used.
Used. Perfect. So you have the, are you buying them from a private party or a vendor or?
Be from a vendor.
Okay. You already have those. You already have the vendor picked out.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And the same with the bobcat, how much is that going to run you?
That's going to run around 15,000 too.
15,000. You guys are really growing, huh?
Oh, you know, we try. We have our slow time, you know, just like everybody else, so just last 4 months been real slow for us. But our busy season's coming up again now, so.
Okay, so are these pieces, are they replacing anything, or are they just adding on to it?
Adding on.
Adding on, okay. And the bobcat, is that used as well?
Yes.
And do you have the vendor for that, too?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So we have our working capital program here. Have you had a working capital loan out before?
I have.
You have. Who'd you have it through?
Can Capital.
Okay. Can Capital. And is that paid off?
No, that'd be paid off in another, by the end of this year.
Okay, so you're still paying on that. How much did you borrow from there?
I think it was like 13,000 around there, yeah.
About 13,000, okay. And do you know what your current balance is?
I believe in we owe probably like another 3,000 or 4,000 on that.
Oh, okay. We'll just put 4 just on the high end. And how long was that loan for?
1 year.
1 year. And what are the payments? Are they daily, weekly, monthly? They're what?
Daily.
What? How much are they?
$84.95. Yep. Let's say $85 daily.
$85 daily. Okay, perfect. And you said that should be paid off in just a few months, right?
Yeah, it should be paid off by December 10th, I believe it is.
Okay, perfect. December 10th. Okay, so so you kind of know how working capital works. So what we'll do here is we will qualify you for the largest amount possible with the longest term, and then let you choose from there how much you want to take and for how long. We also have equipment financing here, so it would probably be best if we go ahead and put the truck, the plow truck and the bobcat under the equipment financing. That way it kind of stretch out your payment a little bit more. The equipment financing terms are 2 to 5 years. So they're much longer. It stretches that out, and it won't deplete, you know, any of the capital that you get. So it opens up more cash to you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Perfect. So moving forward, let me grab a paper real quick. What did your gross annual sales look like last year?
Last year, I think it was like around 150.
Okay. And you said you guys have been in business for 20, how many years?
Like 24, almost 25 years now.
Oh, wow. Did you start the business?
Yes.
How did you get into this industry? Just curious.
Well, just like I was working for a health center at the time, and just wanted to branch out and do my own thing.
Hey.
I said, well, let me start a cleaning company. So
bought
a few machines, some cleaning supplies, and 25 years later, here I am.
So that's great. And you're the 100% owner, correct? Okay. And have you went to your bank, like your local bank, for any of this, or have you looked into financing with anybody else?
So with my local bank?
Have you looked into any financing with your bank or anybody else?
I did with my bank, but I got denied with them.
Oh, okay. Do you know, did they tell you why?
I'm just trying to reminisce. I think it was my credit score. Not high enough.
Okay, your credit score. And which would lead me to the next question, what does your credit look like that you know of?
Borderline.
Okay, is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle? Somewhere in the middle.
Not good, not bad, but closer to the bad.
Okay. Somewhere in the middle, perfect. You do have a working capital loan out. Make note of that. Okay, how soon do you need all of this?
Yesterday.
Okay, perfect. And what would be your priority here? Would it be the capital or the trucks for the equipment?
Right now, probably would be the trucks for the equipment because we just took on some nice contracts. So getting extra trucks would be top priority.
Okay. Do you have the invoices and the quotes for the trucks and the Bobcat?
I do not. Not in front of me.
But do you have them? Just not with you?
No, I do not have them. I was just, looking at a couple online.
Okay, perfect. So we can go ahead, and we can, we can get it submitted with just a general, ballpark amount of how much each of them would be, and then we can kind of circle back and grab the quotes later when you get them.
Okay,
so, moving forward, what I would need from you in order to get everything started is the applications. There's one page for capital and one page for equipment. And I would need 6 months of your most recent bank statements and your most recent tax return. Do you have 2015 or?
Yes, we do.
Oh, you do have it. Okay, so 2015 tax return. And I would need, do you guys take merchant statements? I mean, do you guys take credit cards for payments?
Yes, we do.
Okay, so 4 months of merchant statements. And I'll go ahead and I'll send out an email with the applications attached, as well as the short list of documents we would need from you. What's a good email to send that over to?
Top to bottom, all spelled out, TOPTOBOTTOM, cleaning. The number 1111@verizon.net.
So top to bottom cleaning 1111@verizon.net.
Correct.
Perfect. When do you think you can get these into me?
Mid next week.
Okay, by next week. Okay, perfect. So I will follow up with you. Probably Monday, just to check in to make sure, if you'd have any questions or anything like that.
Mondays are crazy for me, so.
Okay.
Tuesday or Wednesday.
Tuesday or Wednesday? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so I will check in with you. We'll say Wednesday if I don't hear anything back.
Okay.
When's a good time?
Around this time.
Around this time. Okay, perfect. So I'll check in with you. What was that?
Are you Eastern or Central time?
Oh, we're Western. I'm in San Diego.
Western.
Yeah. So I will check in with you Wednesday around this time, just to see, where you're at and if you have any questions. The email that I send out, you can always reply to it and it'll go directly to me, or my direct dial will be on there as well. So you can you can call me if you have any questions at all, okay?
All right, sounds good.
And once you get everything into me, I will get it. I'll get everything submitted and started fairly quickly for you.
All right, sounds good.
All right, perfect. Thanks, Bruce. I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.